I'm Gemma Kearney.
I'm Brian Dowling.
I'm Jennifer from Big Brother.
Why should I say I'm Brian from Big Brother? Damn, she's done my line.
Yeah, you are. But you won.
It's true.
This is Big Brother's Big Ian.
I just came out too early.
Ian's not here tonight. We've got Brian instead.
I've killed him.
I've been in charge of all his buttons. It's been very fun.
You've actually have been. Like, if this was Prisoner Cell Block H, we'd be your bitches.
Yeah.
You're like
Bad
total
girls.
Top dog.
Yeah.
She's writing stuff on papers. Go to page 10.
It's so exciting. It's been a good show. You're about to listen to all of Jennifer's Big Brother secrets.
Ooh. And what we didn't say in the show, it's we can say now, is that Mohammed's got really big balls. I should say testicles.
And you can see them through his trousers and everything. That's how big they are. The outline, the shadowing.
Big ears exclusive.
Big balls.
Big balls exclusive. Love it.
Jay uses his daily bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Can't believe it's time for another Big Brother summer again. More housemate madness will they ever learn?
I'm turning on, tuning in, and ready to be Big Brother's Big Brother 9! Bring it on!
This is Big Brother's Big Ears.
I can't wait for Big Brother this year. I'm literally going to wet myself. I can't wait!
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
I love it.
Hello, it's Gemma Kearney tonight. We haven't got Ian Lee. It's not Ian Lee, it's Brian Dowling. It's Tuesday night, which means it's another Big Ears nomination night. Mario and Rebecca are up for nomination. Is it the right decision? Ian's not with us tonight, as I've already said, so I'm joined by a very special man. We have got the winner of Big Brother Series 2, Brian Dowling.
Yes, and I don't know why, but I was actually fixing my hair.
webcam.
Yeah, hello, webcam, there you go. Yes, I'm excited, but I'm a little bit nervous.
I know, me too.
But you're in charge.
I know.
You're the boss.
Uncle Ian, I need you.
Whatever you says goes.
All right, then. And we've also got a very beautiful lady sitting opposite me. We've got Jen in the studio. She's come down with her mum. She nearly missed the train. She forgot her mobile, but she's here. And we're going to be finding out all the actual Big Brother gossip, which we've already heard quite a bit of, haven't we, Brian?
The stuff that we've not heard or seen on telly, Jen has just given us so much information.
And we're going to get even more. Or like we're going to talk about maybe Mo's...
bits. Maybe Mohammed's bits.
Maybe Dale's
bits. Or indeed Stuart's bits.
I'm Gemma Kearney. This is Big Brother's Big Ears. It's the only Big Brother show that gives you the chance to have your very own say. So do get in contact with us. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10p a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary, and from mobiles will cost considerably more. This is a bit of a tongue twister.
I mean, this is
one.
So long, but you've got
terms
to do it.
And conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother. You can also send your messages into us by texting EARS, followed by your comment to 83188. That's it. Texts are charged at user's standard network rate. I'm glad I got that over.
Tongue tied. I'm glad you're saying that, not me.
It's hard.
I'm the newbie. You'll also get the loveliest chunks of gossip from the bigger the forums, courtesy of me tonight. What have you lot been saying and commenting on at channel4.com/Big Brother? How surprised are you that Mario and Rebecca are up for nomination? I'm not. Who deserves to go on Friday? I think Mario. What kind of impact have the new housemates had on the rest of the house? Let us know. Basically, let us know what you are thinking. We want to know. All that and loads more.
Lots more. We've also got, like I've already told you, Jennifer, the last Friday's evicted housemate, right here. How are you, Jen? You all right?
I'm good. I'm really good. Yeah. I'm just really sad I'm out, to be honest.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're covering it well, saying you look pretty calm. You look quite collected.
Yeah, I am calm, but I've had a great time since I've been out, but obviously I would like to be back in, so put me back in.
Who? I want to know. That's you. Have you spoke to Dennis?
I haven't spoken to Dennis, no.
Where is Dennis?
I don't know. He's just kind of disappeared off the face of the earth, hasn't he, really? Nobody's really heard from him, so I haven't actually spoken to any ex-housemates yet, so we'll just see what happens.
Ex-housemates. What about new housemates? What do you think? Three new fillies, as they say.
Oh, I think Belinda's brilliant. I can't believe that you put her in. She's just so good. She's just so going to really wind everyone up.
Belinda.
Yeah, get it right. Yeah, she's brilliant. I think she's really going to stir things up with the snoring and the constant jazz hands. I mean, what's that about? It's brilliant.
I bet you're glad that you haven't got to listen to that snoring.
Yeah, well, you know, at the end of the day, she's just going to wind everyone up, and that's all I can care about.
I did love on tonight's show, Bex is like, Belinda, Belinda. Yeah. Belinda.
And Luke
it's
was
like get out of your bed and slap her or throw water over her. Yelling at her is not going to stop her snoring.
Yeah, take off the quilt and throw the toilet water over her.
Oh, it's a, using yeah. Mikey's special glass.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, calm it down. Calm
right in the eye. Ah!
Jen, have you been recognised yet out on the street?
Yeah, yeah. I was out shopping today and I got recognised by quite a few people who just come up and just think that, like, you know, obviously you know them and it's like, whoa. I had a couple of pictures taken and things and I really couldn't get much done, to be honest. Everyone was talking to us.
I have to ask you. Yeah. Now, it's been 7 years ago for me.
Yeah.
For me, signing autographs was extremely weird.
Yeah.
So when people say to me, can I have your autograph? Tell me what you write and how you do and has your signature changed?
Yeah, it's just become kind of a line rather than an actual signature. It's just a line with a J at the start.
I used to write, really nice to meet you. You were really lovely. And their name and loads of people. Now it's just like...
Oh yeah, they want love and everything on there, don't they? It's a proper dedication. I just kind of put my name and that's the end of it.
You're like, there's my name. You're lucky I've stopped.
Yeah. You've just got the line, so please leave.
The bitch. I'm only joking.
The BB bitch, yeah.
Do people actually think you're a BB bitch?
Well, nobody's actually said that to me, but obviously I got quite an awful entrance. When I came out, obviously it was not very nice, and then I've got newspapers calling me the Big Brother bitch and all the rest of it, but, you know,
it could be worse. It could be worse. I mean, you know, you're not being heralded in the same way that Alex was or Dennis.
Yeah,
you know.
The thing, though. I mean, fair enough, I've had the odd bitch and stuff, but, you know, it's entertainment when you're in there. And apart from anything else, like, I've not actually been malicious or been, you know, personal in any way to any housemates. It's just a case of I was just having a bit of a fun. Everyone was doing it, but obviously it's kind of been noticed more me than anyone else, really.
How scary was it leaving that house and then just to so many boos? Was that really hard?
It was. I mean, it was shocking. I didn't really expect as much. I kind of thought there would be some, but I didn't think it would be as much as that, to be honest. But you kind of just, you've got to deal with it and take it on the chin, really.
And what's going through your mind? I wasn't booed. So I can see now.
Yeah, because you won, Brian.
You won. Yeah.
Well, okay, yes then. So what is going through your mind as that door opens and you're standing there? Are you thinking, oh my God, what the hell have I done?
Yeah, exactly. Because I thought that something had obviously gone on that I wasn't aware of. I was thinking, why has this happened? What have I done? I've obviously done something really bad without realising. But I was just kind of looking for Davina. I was just thinking, oh my God, I'm Davina's fan. I want to see Davina. And I just kind of blocked out the crowds, to be honest.
I thought you might cry. Like, it looked like twinging in the eye.
Yeah, well, like some people, if obviously they go on a bit ridiculous, they start like laughing and think it's really funny, and I just thought, I'm not even going to go down that route, you know what I mean? They're booing me for a reason. I'm not going to stand here and think it's funny, because it's just not.
Now we have three new housemates. How do you think they will settle into the house?
I think they've settled in okay, actually, to be honest. I've watched a bit of it and they look great. I mean, Belinda's settling in quite well. She speaks to every housemate, and the other two, they seem fine, you know. They're up for a laugh and everyone's getting involved with them. I think, yeah, they're not outcasted, a bit like Stuart was a bit outcasted at first, whereas everyone seems to have settled in really
now,
well.
Now, actually, Stuart will be my new boyfriend.
Yeah, obviously.
Just stay where you are, because we'll be speaking to you later. And
we got the whole show.
You, Dale, I mean, Stuart, it's a double date.
Oh, yeah. We'll call it back to stop from being the love triangle to love square again.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You too. I'm not going to get a word in edgeways tonight.
Later
I'm just going to sit
show,
back and relax.
Relax. I'll be asking Jennifer your big up questions from the website. Yeah. Sign up now and decide which questions you want to ask the guests on the show, which is Jennifer. Go to the website and find out more.
But what we want to know is what's been going on in the house since you left, Jen. What's been going on since Friday?
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sarah Mason! It's Belinda!
How are you coping with Jennifer's eviction?
Not too good.
What specifically will you miss about Jennifer?
Just everything.
Just like to thank you for introducing to the house the new alarm call. If I didn't know better, I think it was someone snoring in Belinda. Belinda, Belinda. She supersedes me. I've never, ever heard anything like it. It makes Mikey and I look like minnows in the sea. We're nothing compared to Belinda.
For today's task, housemates must use their imagination and creativity as they take part in the Big Brother's street art class. Housemates must work together to make graffiti stencils of what they think the new housemates look like naked.
Oh, my God!
I think I'm a much stronger person from when I came in. However, I still miss Kate. cat when she's very, very happy and have that happy smile. I look at myself in the mirror sometimes. I can tell I'm not as happy as I should.
About what she just said then. Basically, you know what that is? She doesn't want to offend the people in the luxury bedroom, so I keep my clothes in here. She basically said, I want to go beatbox, so I'm with getting popular with those guys, but I don't want to get offend the luxury. Yeah, but I don't want to offend the luxury bedroom people, though, so I keep my clothes in here so that I, you know, I can get both sides of the story and both gossips, so I'm like by both sides. Makes me sick.
The housemates nominated for eviction this week are Rebecca and Mario. Housemates are now free to leave the house.
I knew it. Okay. Homo erectus.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. What was that about?
That was Mario, whilst I think you believe he was nominating on this evening show, wearing his rather revealing apron and saying, Homo erectus, I want to go homo, oh no.
He wishes.
I say, Mario.
Can we just say, Melinda.
Belinda. You're crossing the two names.
The B is the most important. Belinda.
How loud?
Yeah, she is. She's very loud. She's like that all the time. But she's very entertaining, though, because, you know, there is some boring parts of the house where you just get so
irritated.
Yeah, it's
good to have someone singing. I say, all I was going to say was, Mario, don't ever wear gloves like that ever again, because he looks stupid.
I love the part where he was giving Lisa such a debate in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, she
and then
got
he was
telling
going,
off.
Oh, I'm not here. I'm not here to be serious. I'm here to have fun. Woo!
Oh, he's
and he
very
said that
serious.
He was saying, Lisa, you're a mug. You know, cleaning up, doing stuff.
He was being quite horrible to her. I don't think that's, you know, going to bode well for him in the public.
I also have to say, Lisa's makeup, so much. Why?
Well, apparently she's a makeup artist, which I found quite unbelievable, really. She has tattooed on makeup and things. But yeah, she applies so much and she wears, like, creams to obviously stop the aging process.
All they do is rub each other with ointments and creams.
But I mean,
the aerobic twins.
They should open up some sort of spa or sanctuary where you could go in for, you know, massages, dry skin off my feet.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's what they do.
Apparently they did it again last night.
Oh, did they? Have they copulated?
They actually have had sex. I didn't see them or hear anything. I kind of seen some tent action, but I didn't see anything else.
No, I mean, that must be cringing because I know being in there and that's such a small environment that you actually do hear quite a lot more than you're supposed to.
I didn't hear anything, mind. If I had, I would have been absolutely revolted. I would have said something. I would have got up and chucked the blankets. I'm like, what are you doing?
And also, Kat and Sarah having a snog. That was random.
Yeah, what's really? That about?
An actual snog.
Yeah.
Well,
and I think it was just a kiss, wasn't it? We saw it. She ran up to her in the pool.
Do you think Katrea could want some lady loving?
Yeah, she actually said to me she's quite interested in a bit of a fling with a girl and she was hoping that someone like that would be brought in.
But what shocking stuff.
What an exclusive here.
I know.
Yeah.
But what about her Prince Charming in the outside world?
Well, clearly he's not being thought of, is he, really?
Hold it. We've got a caller on the line. Ooh. We've got Leah. She's one of our regular callers. She calls in every show. You're right, Leah.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
I'm good, babe. And how are you?
I'm all good. You're not going to miss Ian too much because Brian is hilarious.
Sorry, Leah. I'm here replacing Lee. How are you?
I love Brian.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear.
Hi.
Hey, love, how are you?
I'm good.
We have Jennifer here. Say hello to the gorgeous Jennifer, Leah.
How can I forget? Hello, Jennifer, darling.
Hello.
Leah, what did you make of tonight's show?
Oh, well, I'm glad to see Bex up. About time, I say.
Mm-hmm.
Rex, he's equally annoying, so I'm glad that he's up. I think the right two people are up this week.
I don't think Rex is annoying.
Also, I believe Mario's up for nomination. It's Mario and Bex this week. Yeah. It's not Rex, Leah. It's Mario and Bex.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on, Leah, at least watch the show. Do your homework, Leah. Do your homework. So you want Rex to be up.
Thinking on my part.
Let's clarify.
What did you say?
I apologise.
You say you've been drinking.
It's wishful thinking.
Oh, I was about to say.
Jesus, Gemma, you've gone wild. She's drunk. She's got the show wrong. Leah, focus.
So you think the right two people are up, yeah?
Well, yeah, well, I did. But, yeah, Mario's up. I think that, I'm glad Mario's up because he's getting a bit, you know, saying a bit too much. And, I mean, did you see him with Lisa in the kitchen?
I know,
saying that, you know, this is a game show and he's going to have fun, blah, blah, blah. So I'm glad he's up as well.
Leah, did you like Mario?
I think he probably is.
In his revealing apron, were you thinking about Chicka Wow Wow? Yummy yum.
So hot. I'm getting temperatures rising.
Can we get a bucket of fishy water for Leah, please?
Calm me down.
Have you got any questions for Jen, Leah?
Hiya, Jen.
Hi.
What I'd like to know is, I mean, are you glad that you're out of the house or do you wish you could go back in? And if you did, what would you do differently?
Well, I mean, God, that would be good to go back in. I think it would definitely ruffle some feathers, definitely, because obviously, clearly, I wasn't very liked.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would camp it up, I think, definitely. I'd have to make sure that I got my point across with certain people, obviously, I've seen a different side of on the outside world, and move them girls out the way and get back into the love triangle.
Ooh, it's all coming out now. It's all coming out.
She's letting rip. She's no holds barred now.
I like it.
No. The baby bitch is back.
We've got to give you some of Lisa's makeup and really big shoulder pads.
Yeah, it's like Dallas again.
Please.
Yeah,
maybe some of Lisa's crazy shorts as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wow, those
and
little
the tights,
yellow
don't
shorts.
Forget the tights.
Oh,
she does wear tights with shorts.
Yeah, she's
why does she wear... Why does she wear tights with shorts?
I really don't know. I mean, you must get pretty sweaty with those things on, surely.
But... I mean, imagine the gusset on that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
I mean, I'm sure her legs are good enough
to
just throw in the flesh.
Yeah. Oh, please. I was on the website today and apparently Mario started, like, rinsing Belinda going, oh, you know, black's not a flattering colour, and sort of giving
what?
Her fashion advice.
Or, like, how does he know?
It's like, Mario, firstly... Look at what you wear, those disgusting t-shirts.
He wears six-year-old little boxer shorts with cartoon characters
on. And secondly,
on.
Look at your girlfriend's wardrobe. Not that hot, is it?
I'm telling you,
she dressed crazy.
Yeah. I like Lisa, though. I think if Mario goes, I think Lisa may become individual and become a strong player and possibly do quite well.
Yeah, we were hoping that for the
first
week.
Yeah, because Mario is quite controlling.
Yeah.
I think she should have nominated Mario.
Well, imagine she did.
Oh, that would be so interesting, wouldn't it?
We've got a couple more people trying to call in, so I'm going to have to let you go. But thank you for calling again.
Okay, then.
Well, I'm sure we'll be in touch soon.
Yes, definitely. I'll speak to you all soon.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Leah. Bye.
She's gone. She's gone.
Now, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
Please?
Yeah.
If you were there, who would you have nominated? Oh, Big Brother wants to know. And why?
Oh, well, Big Brother, this week I'm going to nominate Kat. I mean, obviously, I understand she is popular on the outside world, but in there, she drove me absolutely insane, to be honest. I'm not going to lie. The cookie love, the old, you know, the songs, the constant happy house thing, it was just...
You told me about that cookie love.
Oh, you got a box of tricks there.
It was irritating. It's good when Darnell does it, because he can actually sing, but to hear it literally all the time was just so annoying.
I do think hearing that a few times is quite good in happy house.
Yeah,
but
it is.
I think it would get quite repetitive and you'd probably want to strangle her.
Yeah, you would hear it like 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's just not good.
That's a bit much.
You know, everyone sees an hour of obviously the show. I had 24 hours of the cookie love. It's kind of just a little bit too much. I would dream about custard creams because of it.
What would you rather listen to? Belinda snoring or cookie love? Cookie love!
To be honest, the snoring. I would
really
rather listen to that. Yeah.
It really drove you insane, didn't it?
Oh, it was so bad.
Now, come on, that was...
She knows how to say hilarious,
but
I'm
that was
you.
Funny.
That was funny.
I think that kicked off Big Brother 9 and we went, she's an amazing character, she's flamboyant.
Yeah, she's definitely different. You can't dispute
that.
Will
she make it to the final, do you think?
Yeah, of course she will. She's got so much support.
She will. She
you know,
could
she's,
win.
She's not offensive. That's the thing. She's not offensive.
Exactly.
And she is a genuine person. There was just sometimes when she was a bit catty with me, but it would be in an indirect way. Like, I hope, you know, justice is served kind of thing. Not in the way I said it, but she did say things to Rachel about me going and things in a kind of sly way. And
really?
I thought, not too keen.
Ooh.
But, you know, having said that, she's a character.
She'll get to the final.
She's good to watch, isn't she?
We've got someone on the line. We've got someone from Newcastle, actually.
So exciting.
Jen. It might be one of your friends.
Could be a suitor.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't catch their name. Who have we got on the line? Danny.
Oh, it's a boy.
Hi.
Hello, Danny. You all right?
Hi.
Hi, Danny.
Yeah. Hey, Danny.
All right, you two.
Sorry.
Calm down. I'm going to get some fishy water on you too.
Oh, yum. My favourite.
Right then, Danny. Do you know Jen from back home?
I think so.
Oh.
Really?
Dish the dirt.
I just thought I wanted to ask a question, really.
Go on, then.
I just remember, you know, like when Brian was on the show.
Hey, Danny.
I know she was a big fan of Brian. I just wondered, did she watch the show when Brian was on?
Did you watch the show when I was on?
Yeah, of course I did. I watched every series.
More importantly, Danny, did she vote for me to win?
Oh.
Of course we did, yeah. Yeah, of course we did.
We had to watch it together.
Oh my goodness, someone you know.
Dad, is that you?
Oh, God. Dad.
Is that your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Why did you just say it was Gary? Oh, my God.
I thought it was some guy that had a crush. I'm like, hey, Danny.
You're flirting with Jen's dad, Brian.
Set me up with your dad. Set me up with your dad. Come on, what mind?
My dad looks like Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yum. Bow chicka wow wow.
Her mum's out there, you know. You better watch it. Yeah. She'll come storming in.
I don't think she can hear that.
She's got the bucket of fishy water. Oh, yeah.
So then, Jen's dad, what's your question?
Well, she was a very big fan of Brian when he was in, because we used to watch it together.
Oh, but you're embarrassing her. She's like,
very good.
She's like, Dad, stop talking. Shut up.
Did you not expect that at all?
No.
That's nice.
I didn't think anyone would know would be listening. Why didn't you just say it was Gary instead of Danny?
Is his name really Gary?
I just thought I had to ring and give a bit of support.
Yeah. Well, because there's obviously lots of negative people out there. So.
Who do you think is going to win?
Well, I'm not too sure. But I do think that young guy's playing a very good game. Luke, isn't he?
Luke, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been quite sneaky, but not in an obvious way.
He just likes a good
but
bitch
I do
in
think
the
it's
afternoon.
It's a hard one this week, but who's up, mind?
Oh, I think Bex is going to go, unfortunately. I wish Mario would, but I think Bex
I'm
is going to
sure.
go.
I think well, it really don't.
I think it's a lot of your group yeah. are being taken down.
Yeah, we are one by one.
Do you wonder
definitely.
Why that is?
I think we were just kind of a powerful group to start with, and I think people haven't really liked that. And I think obviously apparently it was Team Princess and all the rest of it. I just think I don't know. We would be open about everything, and the people who just wanted the happy house didn't want to speak to us really. They kept away from us in there. They really did. And obviously they've turned against us really. I don't
Have
know.
You watched some of the shows back that you were? That you
I've seen
in.
Clips, but I've yeah. not seen any of it really. Right. I haven't. No one taped it or anything, so I've seen clips of it.
Do you not think that, you know, like once you've found your friends and then you get yeah. used to talking yeah. about something?
Yeah, you're not ignoring me here now, mind.
What did he say? They were ignoring you.
We're
oh,
not
sorry,
ignoring
Jen's
you.
Dad.
Come on, Gary.
But do you not think that maybe. Do you not think it became a habit to be like a bit bitchy?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like it can become a regular thing.
And you don't realise you're doing it either. But then again, there was everyone else doing it, but you've just kind of seen more of me doing it, I suppose. But what can you do about you? You're so bored as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, what else is there to do, really? It's no television.
And Gary, I'm going to ask you one more question before we send you on your way. How proud are you of your daughter?
I'm very, very proud.
Aww.
Just tears in her eyes, Gary.
And we've always followed it together. You know?
Yeah, he's the biggest fan.
And I'm happy
really?
Yeah. I'm happy to speak to Brian tonight.
Oh, bless you, Gary. They should do a, you know, Big Brother contestant's father's version.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't
that's
it?
Nice.
Yeah.
My dad jurored against your dad, Gary.
Thank you very much, Gary. It was lovely of you to call in. That's
Bye,
a nice
Dad.
Surprise.
Call me, Gary. Call me.
Right, Brian. Naughty. You're as naughty as Ian.
She's and Jennifer's encouraging me.
Is she?
Yeah, I kind of made the Alec Baldwin comment. I shouldn't have said it. Really,
hello.
So you were a big fan of Brian's.
Yeah, I
That's
was,
nice.
Yeah. But I wasn't going to go, oh, Brian, I'm such a huge fan. Sign my boobs.
I will later. You were so discreet coming in, Brian. Hi, Jennifer. Nice to see you.
It's me.
And your dad has just shamed you.
All right, you two, stop gossiping. I've got to press another button. Here we go.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.
Get closer to Big Brother. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Gemma Kearney. This is Big Brother's Big Ears. And we've got Mario Super. It's my lisp, it always gets in the way. Especially when I'm overexcited. We've got Mario Super Supporter on the phone. Over to you, Brian.
Hello, Mario Super Supporter. Is this Sarah?
Hello. How are you?
Hey, Sarah. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Not too bad.
Now, Sarah, we have the lovely Jennifer. Say hello, Jennifer. Jennifer, say hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Sarah.
Now, Sarah.
I'm glad you're out of the house now.
Am I glad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes and no. I would like to go back in, but yeah, it is nice to be out and see family and things.
What do you think about the new housemates?
Oh, I think they're great. I think Belinda's brilliant. She's definitely going to stir up some anguish
well,
in the group.
Well, my feeling about Belinda is that she repeats herself too much of the time and always always crying, emotional. You know, you don't...
Yeah.
If you're in the house, you shouldn't... I'm not saying you shouldn't show emotion, but I think sometimes it's too much.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah, definitely. But you know what? It really, when you're in there, everything becomes so intense and you do find yourself being more emotional than normal. I'm not a crier whatsoever, but I did cry quite a lot and I couldn't believe I was crying as much.
I did see that. I saw that certain tips when things became too much for you.
Yeah, I would cry quite a bit and I just thought, oh, pull yourself together, Jennifer. It's ridiculous.
Now, Sarah, you were here supporting Mario, aren't you? Come on. Let me hear some love for Mario, Sarah. Let me hear it.
Mario loving Homo erectus.
Right. First of all, how if he comes out on Friday, say that for instance he does, how will Lisa cope being on her own?
Jennifer. I think it'll be a good thing.
Yeah, I think she'll flourish. I think she'll do really well, actually, because she is a really nice woman once you get to know her. I mean, she's a bit two-faced. But having said that, she is nice. And
she's
I think she
right.
would come out of a shell quite a lot if he wasn't there, because he kind of sometimes speaks for her as well. So I think
that happens, though, when you're in a relationship.
Yeah, it does. But that's the thing.
And with Mario, he's straight down the line. He lets you know where you stand with him.
Yeah.
I am the facilitator. I am the manager of people.
Oh, you see?
Do you remember that?
I remember
me.
That, Brian.
That was me, a ventriloquist. what are Mario's strong points, do you think, in your opinion? What are his strong points?
I think he speaks his mind, which is what other people should do.
Yeah.
And you know where you stand with him, but the thing is, he's too bossy some of the time. He tries to dictate instead of asking. He's telling you and not asking you. And I think he tries to take over too much of the time. You should learn to compromise with people.
And Sarah, as Mario's super supporter, one final question. What can Mario do to save himself from not being evicted?
Bum, bum.
Right, He's got to calm down a bit, not be so bossy.
Come on, Sarah, sell this to me. Sarah, sell it to me. Come on, sell it to me, Sarah. Why not?
I think to save himself from eviction, he needs to calm down and he needs to listen to people and not try and take over.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think he could do with a six-pack, shave off the rug, and I think compete with the two younger boys would do really well.
It's nice to hear you, Jennifer.
Aww.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Blow into the instrument as if blowing a raspberry.
You remember that?
What? How do you blow into a raspberry?
What was he going on about?
What is that about?
Right, next up, we've got Nick on the line, right? And we did try and get Rebecca's super supporter, but we can't get hold of her. So we've got Nick, who's actually the anti-Rebecca.
Oh, Jennifer, sit down, be quiet.
So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to kind of defend her.
Yes, defend her.
Hello, Nick, you all right?
Nick, I can hear your radio in the back. So, Nick, can you hear us? Hello, Nick.
No.
Nick's gone.
He's gone.
Maybe we should get you to defend.
I think so.
Yeah. To defend Bex for us.
I think she's misunderstood, definitely.
How?
Well, she's such a kind-hearted girl. She's never, I mean, she doesn't mean any malice in anything that she does. She's just literally there to have fun, you know, honestly. I mean, the things that she does, like, you know, when we made corned beef mash and she put it all over her face and put it under Rex's bed. I mean, that's comedy. That is entertainment. And then
it wouldn't be if it was your bed, though, would it?
No, but it was funny to watch. She's just so lovely and she's so fun. She just wants to go literally and have a laugh with everyone. And I don't think she comes across as malicious or anything like that. She really is a genuine girl. Yeah, she's just honestly. Honestly, you couldn't meet a sweeter girl. I just don't know why anyone would want her out. I mean,
okay, can I stop you there?
Yeah.
As a viewer, I know why you want her out. She's annoying. She's very loud, and she just wants to get her boobies out all the time.
Yeah, but she's up for anything, and that's what makes a good entertainment. Do you know what
She'll
I mean?
She'll make a very good guy. She got a boyfriend.
No.
How can she be single?
Well, Darnell's after her. I would say
not so much. Not anymore. He nominated her.
Oh
today.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Oh my!
He's after Sarah now. They were cuddling up on the sofa.
Oh well, he nominated me last week, and then he was kissing my backside. So you know, that just
kissed your backside, did he?
Yeah.
Another exclusive.
We have a gay term for that. I will not use it in here.
Wait, hold up.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.
Get closer to Big Brother. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
As you can guess, we are joined in the studio. We can't shut her up. You know that she's here. We've got Jennifer, the newest evictee from the Big Brother house. We're going to find out a bit of your best bits in a minute.
Yes.
I think Brian wants to gossip a bit more.
Well, you're
you love it, don't you? I could not shut you two up on that sofa.
See, when you get two ex-housemates together, it's just gossip, swapping stories.
Well, exactly. I mean, God, it's brilliant.
You
We've
did
got
tell
so
us some funny
common.
Things. Though.
Now, also... Yeah. You were known for being in the house, the house hottie.
Yeah.
The self-proclaimed pinnacle. Now, this is what got me. The love...
Pinnacle.
And of the love triangle. Yeah. And, of course, of being at the heart of Picturegate.
Yeah,
now, the whole love triangle thing, picture gate. Before we get into the real nitty-gritty, it's on the script, Jennifer. I've got to read it.
Oh, no problem.
Here are some of Jen's most memorable bits from the Big Brother house. Listen carefully.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
You want me to massage your feet? I could do that.
Yeah, but you don't know me either. Do you know what I mean? You've judged me.
I haven't judged you. All I know is you're a mom, and that's it. And you have a young kid, and you're young. And you're good looking. I know that as well.
Stuart has been, like, blatantly flirting with us for the last few days and just saying, like, really odd things. And then, obviously, I've had a relationship with Dale and a close friendship from day one. And I just kind of feel, like, uncomfortable. And I don't want to be deemed in here, viewed from an outside world, as if, like...
I don't like that.
I don't want to go before you.
You wouldn't know what I was doing. You wouldn't know where I was.
Yeah, but at least I'd know that there'd be no silent creepers.
So if I go, you kind of know. I don't want to say anything else, but you know what you need to do.
Yeah, we're all
If I go, you know what you need to do. Yeah.
I had an hour to draw. It would have been a lot better if I'd had more time.
It's a little bit better now.
What have you done to my picture? Room. Would you do that to Moni? No. What have you done to it?
Oh, Rex.
Can you believe he's done that?
What did he say when
he literally just sort of like wet his finger and started smudging the picture. And I'm sorry, Rex, but it's wrong.
I came in here and I did apologise, didn't I?
Big Brother would like to inform you that Dennis has been removed from the Big Brother house.
I'm not going to talk about you behind your back, Darnell, but I think you should be going, mind. I really do think you should be out of here. Because your behaviour last night made me really see a different side to you. And I don't trust you now. What? Because I've seen you go from being a calm gentleman to being somebody who, in the spare of the moment, freaks out and was asking for a fight last night.
This is Big Brother. The housemates nominated for eviction this week are Rex.
Yes.
And Jennifer.
Jen, it's now time for you to say your goodbyes. I'm coming to get you!
Listen to that back, it's not good, is it?
How was that?
Oh, God, I sound like such a... idiot.
No, you don't.
I'm glad you didn't say what you were thinking.
I always dying to say something.
Okay, you said to them, you now know what you have to do.
Yeah.
What do they have to do?
I really don't know what that is about, honestly. What was that
even
about?
Even she didn't know what she was going on about.
Yeah, crazy.
This is the first time I've heard that. What was I talking about?
And I also do love, Darnell, I'm not going to say bad things about you behind your back, but I do think you're the one that should go.
I know.
Well, the thing is, though, apparently if I'm so bitchy, at least I said what I thought to him. Do you know what I mean? And then afterwards, we hugged it out and we were like, yeah, it's fine. Obviously not.
I reckon he fancied you a little bit at first, didn't he?
Yeah, at first, maybe. But I think it just kind of went after like 3 days.
This is what he thought of you.
She told me about that cookie, though.
I can't help it.
That'd be a great ringtone, wouldn't
it? I'm in control of pressing Ian's buttons and I just can't stop.
I'm saucy.
And the buttons in the studio, Brian.
What did Davina say to you? Because when we go to the commercial break, so when you've come out of the house, you do the picture, what does she say to you?
She just said, oh, obviously, like, you're very overwhelmed and whatever, and obviously we need to talk to you about, obviously, what this is all about. And I was just thinking, oh, my God, what have I done? Really, honestly, I was so worried because I just thought I must have really done something bad to offend people. And I was just really scared, to be honest, at that point, because I just thought, oh, my God.
I personally would like to clear up this whole circle, square, triangle.
Whatever. It's just a shape.
You created it. Yeah.
Tell me, what made you think of the whole triangle and square thing? What was going through your mind that made you think about that?
Because it was just getting so intense with the four of us. It was like Sylvia, Stuart, me and Dale. And because we were all close friends as well, it was kind of weird. It just kind of become this like love square where all we talked about basically was relationships with Stuart and Sylvia and then me and Dale. And then it all just kind of got messed up and then it become Sylvia and Dale. I mean, it was just weird. So we kind of just complicated it and said it was the love square.
What made you think that Dale fancied you initially?
Well, when I first met him, he was kind of standing with his mouth open.
It was obvious.
Yeah, and
come
I was like,
on.
What is this about? And then after that...
He was dribbling the whole time.
And then by like the second night, he just said, listen, I was proper stunned when I came in and I like you, basically.
And Stuart, what gave you the opinion he fancied you?
I don't know.
My future boyfriend.
He didn't really say it directly as much as Dale did, but he just, it was the way he behaved kind of thing. And then he would always talk about soulmates and finding the one and how it wasn't a coincidence that he'd been brought in. It was basically, he'd been brought in for me. I was like, what?
Funny thing is, as Dale was entering the house, yeah. Us as viewers get a chance to watch a little videotape.
Yeah.
And Dale has come across so different.
We won't quote him, will we?
No, we won't.
Quite
he was like, if there was Annie in there, I'm going to nail it.
Yeah.
But when he's in there, he didn't nail anything.
And then he also said he didn't like kids either. And then obviously he knows I've got one. So
yeah.
What is that about? He was totally different in the house. He was not like that whatsoever. If anything, he wouldn't even dare kiss me. That's what he was like.
What kind of kisser do you think he's going to be? Do you think he's going to be very tonguey?
No, I think he's going to be a good kisser. Have you seen them lips?
Have you thought about it?
Yeah, I've thought about it.
And have you thought about when you're first going to kiss him?
Yeah.
You obviously want
to
kiss him.
The minute he leaves the house.
Oh, well, he kind of asked me to be there. It's like eviction or winning night, whatever. So I will
do that. Oh, he'll win that night, Jennifer. He'll win that night.
Okay, I'm going to make the tone a bit more serious now,
sorry.
Okay?
Okay.
You're going to have to answer me completely honestly, all right?
Okay.
And don't be offended.
Okay.
Do you think you maybe overreacted a little bit about Rex touching your picture?
Yeah. Oh, no, I completely...
Right.
I went on ridiculous. I mean, when I've watched it back, I just sit and laugh. It's so comical the way I've behaved. But, like, we all had quite a lot to drink that night, and I think we kind of...
It's no excuse, Jennifer.
It's not an excuse,
don't blame
no.
the alcohol.
Do you manage to get really drunk? Because it never seemed like you had that much alcohol around.
That night we had more than normal.
Right.
We had a week's worth.
We got cider.
Yeah, it was the cider.
High five on the cider.
It was the cider.
We really cheap cider. Two glasses. I was anybody's.
It was the cheapest
I was on
stuff
the camera.
You could find. It was like dishwater. It was the cheapest stuff ever. And when you're in there, I don't even really drink in the outside world. But when I was in there, I just thought, oh, to hell with it. What else is there to do?
Do you feel at all guilty about what happened that night that possibly led to Dennis being evicted and then you being nominated?
That's the thing. To be honest, I don't feel guilty because I don't think it's fair to pinpoint all the blame on me, because at the end of the day, my argument with Rex had nothing to do with what happened afterwards. There was a lot of tension in the group and everyone said, listen, that was going to happen either way. It might not have been about the pain, but it was going to be about something else. It was going to kick off at some point.
Yeah, there definitely was. It was tension about so many different things, wasn't it?
Because it was the two groups as well, wasn't it? And obviously Dale made it quite clear. He hated Mo and he hated Rex.
Yeah.
And there was kind of two groups forming anyway, and the tension was quite bad. So I think
it was really harrowing to watch that.
It was the drink, obviously mixing with the fact that there was an argument between me and Rex. I think it just kind of exploded. I mean, it
was
awful to be in there.
So aggressive.
It was. I mean, I was crying because it was so aggressive.
But I also do think it has been so far the most memorable moment of Big Brother 9.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one memory everyone's going to take.
Yeah.
Monet?
Well, I mean, what was that even on? I actually was at the time, it doesn't even come across that way, but I was being sarcastic. But because I was shouting at Rex, it kind of looked like I was just meaning it. And I mean, come on, money. Is
but
it quite worth anything like that?
I also love the fact you said, if I put my finger in your food, would you still eat it?
I'm thinking,
yeah, I would.
I was thinking of taking a bit like paparazzi down to his restaurant, just literally stick my fingers in a dish and just like, tip it through that.
Did you feel guilty once it got to, you know, the height of escalation?
Yeah,
did you feel like maybe you'd created that?
I don't think I created it. I think it kind of didn't help. I think it was going to happen in some way, but my thing kind of kicked it off, really.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's my fault that what happened afterwards. I mean, you can't blame me for the fact that Dennis spat on anyone.
Absolutely not.
That's not my fault.
Do you feel like,
but that was the thing.
I started this and it's got out of control.
Yeah. Me and Rex obviously had a bit of an argument about it. But again, it just looked totally as if I'd been crying for hours and everyone was sympathetic.
Right.
And I went in the bedroom to get away from him just to sit on my own. And everyone come in and made such a fuss. He said sorry and I actually accepted his apology. And then from there, it kind of got on ridiculous because Dale was like, right, you said you apologised. I think you should just get out. And I think because of that, Rex was like, no, I'm not going anywhere. And that's when it all started. Because obviously Dale's quite a hot-headed person. He's sweet and caring, but he is hot-headed.
Yeah, he's hot-headed.
I'd also love to know, when you left on Friday, who was the first person you called on your mobile? Because it's weird when you get it back first. You're like, my mobile phone.
Yeah, probably my dad. I think it was my dad.
Good old Gary.
Yeah, good old Gary Alec Baldwin. Yeah.
And what did you do on Saturday? it was your first weekend out of the house.
Yeah, it was meeting with like agents and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the old agents.
The serious business.
Yeah.
But, exciting.
Yeah, that was good. And then
Stephanie called you, didn't she? But you didn't manage to pick up
the phone. No, I'm sorry, Stephanie, if you're listening. I will get in touch with you as soon as possible.
Of course, the whole nation's listening.
Yeah.
hold up. We've got Lorraine, which is your super supporter. Your original super supporters often speak in France.
But that's because he's a school teacher. It's so lovely. He's on a school tour.
He's not interested in me anymore.
He loves you. He told me to tell you that he loves you. But we've got Lorraine instead, and she's going to love you as well. So, hello, Lorraine. You all right?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, she sounds cheery.
I just want to say, I thought that it was a complete travesty.
Oh, thanks, Lorraine.
You should never ever have gone out. I cannot stand the arrogance of Rex.
Yeah.
And as a more mature woman, yeah, I can assure you that my whole family, yeah, were watching, younger and older, my mum included, who's retired.
Yeah.
And we all definitely thought you should have stayed. I'd, yeah, love to ask you a really big question, though.
Okay, yeah.
The papers have said one thing.
Yeah.
In relation to what you think about Dale.
Right.
And on BBLB, you said, no, I'm waiting for him.
Yeah.
Is that the truth?
Yeah, that is honestly the truth. Obviously, the papers say whatever they want. They can print it and they're going to get away with it. So I wouldn't necessarily read everything. Don't read into it. It's all rubbish. The twisty words and make it something else. What I said on BBLB obviously is the truth. Yeah, of course I am waiting for him.
Obviously, from a viewer,
yeah,
I watch 24/7, always have. I've, yeah, watched it since BB2 online as well. And I saw the chemistry from the first night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're right.
And,
yeah,
I just thought, the first thing when you said round the pool, when the girls asked you,
yeah,
you fancy him, don't you?
Yeah,
that was it. I knew from then.
The thing was, I mean, I was holding back a lot in there because you don't know who you can trust. That's the thing. And obviously, at the start, I kind of gave him a bit of a hard time. But I did like him.
From my side, what I saw, it was Darnell you couldn't trust.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He was your worst person in there.
Yeah, because he would say one thing and
then poisoning Dale now.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, Lorraine, strong opinions. We're loving it.
Yeah,
I know.
That's what we want: women with strong opinions.
Lorraine, why do you?
Because we're northern. That's,
yeah,
because we're northern.
And we say what we think.
Not afraid to speak our minds.
Yeah,
Lorraine,
definitely.
Why do you think, yes, the public voted Jennifer out on Friday?
I think it's two factors.
Yeah.
One's jealousy.
Right.
Definitely.
And is this someone in your family as well, Jim?
No.
I'm joking.
No. I'm in Wales. Never met Jen. But I really do believe that, one, it's because there were jealousy. Mm. And I do also think that it's that arrogance of Rex that seems, yeah, to have twigged at some females. I have, yeah, no idea why, because on the outside world, I think they'd stick him away. I think they'd show him to the, yeah, side. But I think they're watching him and thinking, oh, he's got something. But, yeah, I think...
Money, Lorraine, money!
That's the thing, though, when,
yes,
he's so arrogant. And when you're actually in there with him, all he talks about is his cars, his clothes, his restaurants, his house.
Don't worry, Jen, we do watch it. I watch it on the live, you know, yeah, the live streaming.
There's no other conversation.
And what they show on highlights is a complete rubbish.
It is, yeah,
because
I know.
I've watched Dale really upset since you've gone.
Yeah.
And they've never shown it on highlights.
That's, aww, true.
That's the thing, Lorraine. Really, I haven't seen any of it. So I've been so busy, I've not seen any of it. And I do actually want to sit and watch it. So I'm glad that you've said that, because I watch a little bit of the edited version.
It was quite funny, though, Jen. Yeah. Because actually, one of the people that went in there to comfort him,
yeah,
was Kat.
Oh, the sly cookie love. Yeah, her cards are marked.
Cookie
power! Yeah, she's...
That was very interesting.
Yeah, she's in it to win it, though, Kat.
That conversation was quite good. But I wish that you could watch it, what actually happens. Unfortunately,
yeah,
when it's on live streaming, you don't get to see it.
That's the thing, yeah.
And
you don't.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
I wish highlights would show more.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
For you, if for nobody else.
Yeah, I would like
but
to see that.
I hope
that.
You're there. Can't wait. I, aww, don't want him to come out.
Okay, Lorraine.
I don't want him to come out yet.
One, yeah, last question. One last question. Who do you want to win?
Luke.
Yeah, me too.
No.
Luke to win.
Definitely. Cracking
Six lattes
bloke.
A day.
Stitches, and I don't want Bex out.
No,
Bex,
no, me neither.
Got to stay for Luke's birthday.
Well, dial that number. Thank you, Lorraine.
Thanks, Lorraine. I love you.
Okay, take care.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye, Lorraine.
Bye.
Oh, she was nice and chirpy.
Oh, she was lovely.
And it's nice to know that Dale was,
yeah,
upset.
For once, though, to actually speak to someone who's like who actually likes me, because it just seems as if everyone hates me basically on the Big Brother website. It's just all of it's awful, and I just think, yeah, everything she said, she is right. It is. You don't see a lot of,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Dale thing. I didn't know anything. I was just kind of thinking, oh, well, I've been forgotten about on the first day.
We've got another caller on the line. Hello. Who is
Hello.
It? Hello. Who's
it's
that?
It's Novelette.
Say that again.
Novelette. Hi, can you hear me?
Hello. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London.
Fantastic. Have you got some questions for the lovely Jennifer?
Yes, Jen. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, you look scared then.
Hi, I just wanted to know, do you think Marion has a lot of control in the house?
Sorry, say that again.
Do you think Mario has a lot of control in the house?
Yeah, he does. He's kind of like the calm kind of one in the background that you don't really think is doing that. But he actually, yeah, he is quite controlling. But he's kind of took on the fatherly role, I think, in there, definitely. So I think people do go to him for that. He's kind of the older, kind of softer. But he, yeah, he's a bit controlling, I think, with certain people. But, you know, if you're that kind of softer person, you will actually take it all in. I mean, he never fooled me, so... But I can see other people do. They kind of look up to him a little bit. But, yeah, I don't think he's necessarily playing a game. Apparently, Darnell was saying that there's definitely a game plan going on with Lisa and Mario and that, you know, they've obviously got four nominations there. They're controlling a lot of what's going on. They've got Mikey behind them, you know. So from being in the house point of view, I actually did like Mario, but I kind of do think, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, he would shove anyone out the way to win it, definitely.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff he's been coming out with, like, he's been in the army, he's been with the post office for so long.
Oh, the post office conversation.
Doesn't add up.
Yeah, the post office conversation went on for about four hours one day, and I was thinking, oh, my God, I'm actually going to kill myself. I can't listen to this anymore.
I can't help it. Let me press this button again.
I am a facilitator. I am a manager of people.
I'm a facilitator.
I'm a facilitator.
I manage people. I can't do the accent.
He's just so boring, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't really have loads to offer. I mean, he is quite sweet, but there's not much else there. Whereas Bex does entertain 24/7. She really is like that constantly.
You've got your own campaign, Save Bex.
Yeah, I do, because she's such a good... Honestly, she's really a great girl. She'll do anything for a laugh as well.
Sorry, what was that, Novelette?
Sorry, I was going to say, when Bex and Mario went up, I actually thought, oh, Bex is going to go, but yeah. I'm actually thinking I'd like Mario to go
The thing is, though, the girls have gone so quick, you know, you kind of just think, well, maybe Bex is going to be the next one because all the girls are just not doing very well in there. So, bear in mind, he's been up, like, this is his third time. Mm. He's not gone twice, so the possibility is he could just escape it again.
I reckon he doesn't think
that
he's going to go.
No, I think he's quite confident now. He's kind of, like, avoiding it, and he's thinking, yeah, I can do this. Because when he's been up for nomination before, I'm like, honestly, how do you feel, Mario? It's like, oh, I'm fine, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Come on, I was devastated and I was quite quick to admit it. Do you know what I mean?
For some
you
reason, I think he thinks he's got a lot of fans.
Yeah.
He's very wrong.
Well, we heard Lisa and Mario, like, everyone cheering for them over the wall, and since then, they're so confident. Because
that's funny.
He actually said, I've got loads of fans on the outside world.
Homo erectus.
Friday will tell.
Yeah.
Thank you, love. Thanks for calling in.
Bye, Novelette.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
This is Big Brother's Big Ears, and we've got Jennifer in the studio. We've still got loads to ask you. And if you've got a question or you have something to say, please get in contact. This is going to be Steph, a blast from the past, going to tell us how you can do that.
Hi, I'm Steph. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from BT Landline. Calls from other networks may vary and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Right, we're going to talk more to Jennifer now.
Yes.
My producer ran away and confused me. We had a moment then.
We had a moment. I've got some questions from Big Up. They are your questions from the website posted through the week. Jennifer's actually got a crew here from E4, I think. Is that right? Hello. And they're talking about
no
her
one,
microphone
No
or
one told me they were going to bring cameras.
It's, it's the new love triangle. It's me and two men here from BBLB.
Can it be a love square?
Yeah, love square, yeah.
I'm in a love square.
Definitely.
I could be involved.
They're blushing. They are blushing.
A love rectangle.
I can't believe Kat told you that she wanted to be in a lesbian relationship.
Yeah,
really
I was like, what is that about? I thought I got to know the girl. And she was like, oh, you know, being faithful and stuff and talking about the Prince Charming and everything. And then she comes out with that. I thought, you just don't know the woman really, do you?
You just don't. We've got some questions. This is, it's a questions for Jen. Joel says, hello, Jen. You can say hello, Joel, if you want.
You're all right, Joel.
Are your feelings for Dale stronger than just friendship, or will you always think of him as a friend? By the way, you're amazing. I love you.
Oh,
and there's like eight U's on it. So are your feelings for Dale stronger than you would have for a friend?
Yeah, don't think it would really work as a friendship, really, would it? Because, you know, the way he goes on and stuff. And I think there's a lot that we wanted to say to each other in there that we just couldn't really.
So what would you say to him right now if I was Dale? Oh, Jennifer, put that. What are you doing? she's on the desk. Jennifer,
it's out.
calm down, everyone.
Yeah,
Sasha says, do you think Stephanie deserves another chance? I don't know with you or with what, but does she?
Yeah, I think she should be put back in. Definitely see what happens with Rex. Ooh. No disrespect to his girlfriend, of course, but you know Rex was kind of gunning for her anyway, so. Who
sorry,
knows?
Rex's girlfriend, if you're listening.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. That's my big up button.
Do it again.
Big up. I like to play it on repeat. Then
so
you
go,
have a
go, go,
dance.
Go.
Yeah. Big up. Oh, that is so ghetto, isn't it?
Big up. Bordering on
it's good, isn't it? It's when brilliant, we, yeah. When we had Sylvia in here last week,
oh,
she was going wild.
Yeah.
Ian got in a vibe.
She has a rather lovely cleavage.
Yeah, big boobs.
Ian got in a fluster over that.
I do as well over boobs.
She's beautiful, Sylvia,
she is.
Isn't
she's
she?
So pretty. Stunning. She's model-esque.
Becky says, do you think you would do you think you would have done better than Steph in the marriage task? And would you have kissed Mario to make it more believable? Mm.
I must admit, I would have done it. I actually would have done it because to me, we're in there, it's a game anyway. So if they're going to give me a task, well, then I'm going to grab it with both hands and I'm going to do it properly. There's no way I would have failed
gonna
that task.
You're going to grab it with both hands, were you, Jen?
Well, not
you
the homo erectus, no, it. But the rug.
I'd say use your little finger. And I want to pronounce this person's name correctly. Justin the Babe
right.
Says, hi Jennifer, do you think now that you're gone, Dale and Luke will fancy the new girls?
Yeah, the thing is, the sexual tension in there is rife, so it wouldn't surprise me. But you know, at the end of the day, if they do that, that's up to them. I'm not, it's got nothing to do with me, do you know what I mean?
So would you not be annoyed if you met out with someone else? You would be, you'd be disappointed.
Yeah, I would be disappointed because I would think, well, everything that you said to me was obviously just part of a game plan.
And you're a player.
Yeah, and you ain't genuine, so yeah. It would go no further.
Leon asks, were you surprised at how upset Dale got after you were evicted?
No, because I haven't actually seen it, which is awful, because I would like to have seen what actually happened, and apparently Kat was comforting him, which is completely false considering she voted me out. But he seems okay now, so I don't think I think he's over it, to be honest.
Rog asks...
Hi, Rog, by the way. He's he's one of our super fans.
He's a diehard fan.
He's a diehard fan.
Only until the last few days, you and everyone else in the house seemed certain Rex was sure to go.
Yeah.
Looking back, does the public's perception of you surprise you? What the public think of you?
No, it wasn't me. I actually thought I was going to go from the minute I was told I was up for eviction. But it was the other housemates that said Rex would go because obviously he's so cocky. I was shocked at the huge kind of boos and everything. But I can kind of see why. I mean, watching it, I think I did actually look ridiculous with the things I was going on. Like, it was just, I don't know, it's just that kind of environment. It kind of brings out bad sides of you, really.
Were you shocked when you watched back and saw...
Yeah.
Some of the things.
Yeah, I was shocked at my behaviour with certain things.
Yeah.
Totally over the top, really. But I do think it was made more dramatised than it actually was. I mean, at the end of the day, it was a painting. It was an argument between me and Rex, and then it escalated
into
other people.
It wasn't a Monet.
It was not a Monet, no.
Big Brother, sponsored by The Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Text Big Brother's Big Ears. 831-88. Start your text with the word ears, followed by your message.
We're back with Jennifer, and we'll be putting more questions to you over to you in a moment. Jen,
yeah,
you were no shrinking violet inside the house.
No,
you will even admit that one.
Yeah,
and as soon as you went in, you became one of the BB9 hot totty.
Oh God, what is that? Just even listen at that.
That's
sound.
A nice title.
It was. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, but it's kind of.
I would mind being called hot totty.
Yeah, but I think that's one of the reasons why I'm sitting here though, as well, isn't it? Because obviously. With the men, and they're kind of, they fancied me, but that's not my fault, do you know what I mean? I didn't ask them to, it kind of just happened, really.
Do you think, in honesty, because now you're out, it doesn't matter, do you think that you were ever playing a game or a strategy started to...
No, honestly, that is really just how I'm like, really, that's the thing. I mean, I would never overreact over a stupid painting, obviously, and I'm not that emotional, I don't cry that much, but, you know, when you're in there, it is hard. But yeah, I was never playing a game though, honestly. That's the reason why I'm here, because I wasn't a game player. I should have been, obviously, clearly, because the people that are playing a game are doing well.
You've freely admitted that you were a huge Big Brother fan. You've watched all the series.
Yeah, loved it, yeah.
Do you not think that then going in that it may be in your mind because you've watched the other series?
Yeah, that I should have behaved a certain way.
But do you think other housemates are from being Big Brother fans?
Yeah.
That they're acting a certain way because they've watched all the other shows?
Yeah, I think definitely, because I think Rachel does that, because she was saying to me how she's such a Helen Adams huge, huge fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Helen was lovely.
Oh, I loved Helen, but she's not Helen. Do you know what I mean? She's never going to be Helen either. But I think she's kind of... sitting quiet because I think she just doesn't want her opinions to come across negative. That's the only thing. I'm not calling her in terms of anything else. I just think that she sat too much on the fence, and Kat's the same. But they do call people if you ever watch it properly, but they do it in a non-offensive way, and they don't say any names, and it's just like, you know, things will be okay after Friday. In other words, Jen's out the door, great. Do you know what I mean? Just say it how it is. Not a big deal.
We got Abby on the line. You're right, Abby.
Hi.
Hello. You got a question for Jen?
Jen, do you think that Luke and Rebecca might get together? Because from the outside world, it looks like they're flirting.
Yeah. That's the thing. I would really like for them to get it on, but I don't think it is that. I think it is just a genuine friendship. I think what Luke and Rebecca want in relationships are just not each other, unfortunately. I think they're a really good duo that obviously really like each other, but when you're in there, honestly, there isn't any chemistry between them whatsoever. They're just really good friends. I mean, they sleep in the same bed every night. They're just like sitting having a gossip, and it would be nice. I know it would be nice if they were really here together, because obviously they're both good people, but I don't think it's going to happen somehow.
Because when me and our friends have been watching it, it looks like they're flirting a lot from watching it just in that hour.
Yeah, I mean, from being in there, there doesn't seem to be a lot of flirting. I think it's just banter, do you know what I mean? Like friendly banter, they just get on really well. But obviously things might change. Obviously now that I'm out there, you know, I can't see it because I'm not in there. But at the same time, you know, I really don't think it's going to happen personally.
Everybody wants a Big Brother love story.
Yeah.
Thank you, Abby.
And it kicks me out.
Thank you, Abby.
Can I also say, me and my friends have been watching it, and we thought you and Dale were so cute as a couple.
Aww. Oh, thank you.
Bless you, Abby.
Because I don't know, because you know how Wayne was saying he was upset?
Yeah.
On last night's show, he said something like about Katria said her smile had gone, and he said, aww, well, his smile has gone.
For now, yeah, because of me. He said it went out the door, something with
well,
me.
Well, Abby, I can smell her now. It's delicious.
And do you know what, Brian? You smell really good tonight.
Don't I smell good?
Have you had a smile?
Oh, I thought I said you smell.
His smile went out the door when I left.
I thought you said smell as well.
Thank you, Abby.
See you later,
thank you, Abby.
Now, Jennifer, it's time for our tasks.
Wait. We've got one more caller. We've got time for just one more caller.
We're squeezing it in.
Heidi, we haven't forgotten you. You're right, Heidi. You've got to be quick.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
You got a quick question
How
for Jim?
Everyone?
We're all good. We're all good. Are you enjoying Brighton on the show?
Jen?
Yeah.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Go on, quickly.
I just want to ask you, considering Dennis was such a good friend...
Yeah.
What have you seen or spoken to him since you left the house?
I haven't, to be honest. I haven't at all. I've been very busy. I haven't had the chance to speak to any housemates.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard from Dennis.
Will you be long life friends with him, do you think?
I don't know, to be honest. Who knows? I really don't know. We'll just have to say that means no. I really don't know. He's disappeared off the face of the earth, so I really don't know.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you, Heidi.
What about Becky?
Oh, Heidi.
Can I just ask, will Becky be your best friend? Because you really did make good friends in there, didn't you?
Yeah, I'll definitely see Rebecca on the outside world. She's absolutely brilliant. She's a great laugh and she's a good friend.
I love Becky.
Yeah.
I think she's brilliant. Mario's got to go out this week.
Ooh.
Oh,
get him out.
Thank you, Heidi.
Thanks, Heidi.
Bye, Heidi. Bye.
Now it's time for my task feature.
I'm getting ready.
Now, your biggest moment of BB9 was when you painted a picture of Stuart.
Yeah.
In order to balance the enhanced harmony, we would like you to draw a picture of Dale. You've got a couple of minutes to do it. Whilst you're doing it, Gemma will ask you a couple of questions.
I've got to ask you awkward questions. It's
ready, steady. You draw that picture of Dale.
Oh, I know, I've done very well now.
Right, are you ready? First awkward question. Apparently, Rebecca heard you snogging Dale one night.
Absolute rubbish.
Really?
Yeah.
Straight away. Because she is straight talking, isn't she? That's rubbish. Okay, next awkward question. It's hard to concentrate on two things. Okay, this time last week, you nominated Kat and Rachel.
Yeah.
What's wrong with them?
There's nothing wrong with them. They just weren't my kind of people, do you know what I mean? In the outside world, they're just not people that I would really get on with. No offence to them or anything, but they're just not people I would get on with. They're just irritating, to be honest. And living in there, I just couldn't stand the whole...
I'm slightly alarmed what you're drawing. Yeah, it doesn't look like Dale.
It's supposed to be stubble.
Okay.
It's rubbish, I know.
We never get to ask about Mo's bits. We'll do that in a bit. Which housemate are you least looking forward to seeing at the Big Bro after party?
Keep drawing.
To be honest, I don't actually know. Probably Rachel or Lisa or someone like that, I think, because Lisa was two-faced.
Wouldn't it be great if they played this show into the house right now?
Yeah.
I think we should try and set it up.
Yeah, can we do that? And I'll really give
producers,
some good
ranting. Yeah. Let's do it.
Lisa's putting on more war paint as we speak.
Yeah.
Okay, next good question.
Glasses on.
What would you prefer to do? Sleep in a stinky fish bed or sleep in a bed with Rex?
The stinky fish bed. It's got to be.
Really?
Yeah, the freckle monster. It just couldn't work, really.
You got one final question there, don't you?
This is really, really bad.
Well, you've said it. Okay,
anything,
here we go. Stop.
Like Dale. No.
Show me your picture.
Aww.
Oh, it looks nothing like him.
It's going up on eBay.
Oh, no, look what's happened. I've smudged it. Sorry, Jennifer, don't
she
cry.
Just scribble on it. She
don't
scribble.
Cry. Don't spit at me. Okay, this is, can we choose the way? What the?
That is so bad.
What is it?
He just looks like he's got loads of blackheads, doesn't he, really?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Do you know what? It's not that bad. It's not quite a Monet.
Not a Monet.
I think he looks a bit like Stuart.
Oh,
he's on the brain.
We're going to be putting Jen's picture up on the Big Ears website, so you lot can judge it for yourselves.
Oh, it's bad. I'm warning you now.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
We've got time for another caller.
Do you want to sign it?
They're not ready yet. The next caller's not ready yet.
Jen is going. She's also going to sign her picture.
Oh, okay.
Jen.
Make it worth more money.
Now I'm going to ask you a question. Who do you think will win now that you're in the outside world?
Realistically, I think it's going to be probably Kat or Darnell, which I was kind of hoping it's Darnell if I had to choose.
I would like Darnell to win.
Yeah, Darnell, I think, yeah, because he's unusual and he's got things to say. And
if you could decide who could win, who would it be?
Oh, it would have to be probably Dale or Luke or someone like that, because I just think that they really are genuine. They just say it how it is. Whereas, I don't know, I just think Kat's a little bit, she can be a bit manipulative, but in a non-nasty
way. It's weird, because we're not seeing any of this.
I know, that's the thing. You don't see any of it.
I can still feel a lot of anger from you, Jen.
I'm only joking.
Get back in the psychologist chair.
Yeah, as our eyes turn blood red, I'm only joking.
Okay, we've got one final caller on the line. It's Dean. Hi, Dean.
Hi, Dean.
I hear you're a bit of an enthusiast about certain housemates.
Yep, I think Rex and Mohammed are brilliant. I don't know what.
She's rolling her eyes amongst the pigeons. Why do you think they're brilliant?
I tell you what though, I think Dale was upset a little bit.
Oh, I know, and I've not seen any of it.
I know, he's just, every time you always catch him sort of like, you know, sat in a corner or something, and he's always looking down and stuff.
He's got a photograph of us, so that should keep him occupied. He can just sit and stare at the photograph. I don't think he was going to dwell on it somehow, though, because everyone will vote him out, won't they?
Oh,
is that the one that Rex put his finger on that's off Stew in the hallway?
What? Say that again?
The one that you painted of Stew.
Uh-huh. Oh, right.
He's only got that to tease him, hasn't he?
finger the painting again, be really naughty, yeah.
Oh, that is just nasty. See what I mean?
Nasty
boys. I
like
Rex, I do actually like him, but he can be a bit spiteful. Do you know what I mean?
Dean, who do you want to win, mate?
I've got to admit that.
Yeah, he's a little bit spoiled.
I've got to admit that, man.
Yeah.
Dean, who do you want to win?
Well, I reckon, who do I want to win?
Yeah.
Well, I agree with Jenny and say Luke, because I heard what you said the other day.
The thing is, he does bitch a little bit. But that makes him
who he is.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He's not holding back.
We've got to go now, Dean. You've got to go. We can stay here.
Yeah, bye, Dean.
Sorry, Dean.
See you later, Dean.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Call in again on Friday.
Yeah.
Right.
I won't be here, though.
Yeah, he was like, you've just knocked me off. I ain't calling anything on Friday.
That's all we've got time for tonight. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone who's got in touch. Join us on Friday at 11:30 p.m. straight after Big Brother's Big Mouth, when Ian will be back with us. But Brian.
It's been good, but
it's been fun. We're here every Tuesday and Friday night for all things Big Brother. If you miss any of the shows, check out the podcast online. You can subscribe on iTunes so that it downloads directly to your desktop. Will you be doing that, Jen?
I will be, of course.
Good.
For now, get your telly on and you can watch Big Brother live through the night. You will see Ian on Friday and me next Tuesday. Goodbye.
Yay, tune in.
You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother. Sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.